Okay, well, could you explain your involvement in the Buffy the Vampire episode once more with feeling?
Yes. Co-musical director. That would be my official title. I worked with the songwriter, who is Joss Whedon, who also happens to be the executive producer and creator of the show, who had dabbled in songwriting prior to this and just decided, hey, I'm going to write a musical, and out came 18 great songs. He paired me up with a fellow named Jesse Tobias, who's a guitarist, who has worked with Alanis Morissette and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and is currently working with Vanessa Carlton, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I worked together to put together these 18 songs, basically as producers and arrangers. I think at the outset, the division of duties was going to be Jesse kind of takes care of the rock side, and I take care of the more classical side.
Mm-hmm.
But there was certainly a lot of cross-pollinization as well. So we worked over the course of several months with Joss and with all the cast members who came into my studio to sing their parts. And then during production, it was really quite a big deal.
So was it like writing basically a symphony or something like that? Or a full
No, it's really like making
opera?
I think it was more like making a record
than
making a symphony or an opera, because the music, half the songs were very much in a sort of contemporary pop and rock style.
Right.
So it was really more like record production with a wide variety of styles of music.
So how was the idea presented to you? Was it just, we want to do this and
help? At the time, at the end of the fourth season of Buffy, I was working on the show, and they gave me a cameo.
Mm-hmm.
And I appeared on stage in a club in the show and playing piano. Performing a song that Joss had written, and I think it was either the first song he'd written, or certainly the first song he had written that he released to the general public. At the end of that, Joss and I were talking. I said, man, we've got to do a whole episode like this. It would be so much fun. And he said, well, I've been thinking about it, but I don't know if I'm ready. And then, a year later, he decided he was ready and wrote it, and then called me up and said, hey, I did it. I really want to make it.
Now, later on in 99, you would work on the show Angel.
Yes.
Now, the two shows have sort of a similar feel to them, but I believe Angel is a little bit darker. How did you approach scoring the two shows differently?
Well, Angel is a darker character and a darker show. It was definitely aimed more towards adults than Buffy was. Not that Buffy is a show for kids. I think Buffy is a terrific show for anyone. But they definitely wanted to skew a little older, and that was reflected in the first few seasons, the first few episodes of the first season, where we used a little bit of contemporary trip-hop type of beats combined with the orchestra, going for a very kind of gothic sound.
Mm-hmm.
The music was just a little bit more serious, I think, in Angel than in Buffy. And the other thing we did in Angel that we didn't do so much in Buffy is more like what Mark Snow does with the X-Files, where there would be these long dialogue scenes that would be all scored just to create an overall mood of tension and unease. Whereas in Buffy, we didn't do that.
Now, you mentioned gothic scoring. What kind of research did you put into...
None?
Oh, really?
Well, I didn't actually do any proper research, because even though when I say gothic, I probably don't mean authentically gothic,
whatever
that means. I mean more contemporary film music gothic, like what Danny Elfman made popular in Batman, that kind of harmonic writing that is extremely popular in all kinds of scoring today.
So it just sounds as if
sounds particular types of harmonies, and it's really more contemporary than it is period. Occasionally, we will flash back to Angel 200 years ago, and we do that on Buffy occasionally too. And then, depending on the locale, we might go to something more ethnic. We had some stuff in Ireland in some of the early Angel episodes, where we would go to like an Irish fiddle. But it was never authenticity was never a priority.
Interesting. Okay, well, now you have done your fair share of comedies. American Wedding, Stealing Harvard, Big Fat Liar, and Dickie Roberts, just to name a few. What are the considerations that go into scoring a comedic film?
There's a lot more emphasis in a comedy on making a scene work than there is in a drama, where there's less of an emphasis on a scene-by-scene level and more on a whole project level. So the result is, in a lot of comedies, a very eclectic score. I've scored many comedies where the music ranges from film score classical to frenzied electronica to bossa nova, all in the same score. Because it's all about what makes each scene as funny as it possibly can be. So sometimes considerations of cohesiveness play second fiddle to making the score work on a scene-by-scene level. But that's what makes comedies fun. They're also, in a way, they're the hardest to do because the scores to comedies have to be a little more eclectic. It makes working in a theme and a consistent sound very, very challenging.
Have you ever been asked to sort of maybe pull it back a little bit for a comedy, or do you just go for broke?
Well, every movie is different, and the tone of every movie is different.
Okay.
In a comedy like Bring It On, mm-hmm. the goal of the music is to give the movie a really hip contemporary feeling and to sort of fill in between the songs. And so the music isn't funny. It's very contemporary and very energetic. Whereas in a film like Dickie Roberts, Former Child Star, mm-hmm. Some of those scenes are a little bit more cartoony. And so the music is a little bit mirrors the action a little bit more, and plays. And in those situations, yeah, you really want to go for broke and make the music as funny as it can be. But most of the time in comedies, you're not writing funny music. You're writing sometimes very dramatic music that makes a situation funny on screen.
Now, just last year, you scored the Jackie Chan film, The Tuxedo.
Yes.
How did you find out about that project?
My agent introduced me to Todd Hami at DreamWorks, who's the head of music there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a meeting, and we talked about the projects that they had in development. And one of them was The Tuxedo that they all thought I would be a good choice for. And it kind of went from there.
Now, you mentioned the comedic scoring. The Tuxedo was an action comedy.
Yes.
What are the considerations, how do you sort of balance the comedic elements as opposed to the action elements in a score like that?
Well, in a movie like that, I would say, first of all, it's the concept of the whole movie is secret agent.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Chan is a bumbling secret agent, which is a role he plays so, so well.
Mm-hmm.
To heighten that comedy, I was asked to do some James Bondian type stuff. So there's a lot of James Bondy references in that score. But it's also very contemporary. So I would say it's more like, and with a very light feeling to the whole thing. And there are definitely moments when you play the comedy with the orchestra, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit silly. But for the most part, we're just doing the cool secret agent guy.
So now, sort of along those same lines, what are the considerations going into a fight scene?
Well, I've done my share of them, having done 3 years of Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of what you're trying to do in a fight sequence, most of the time, is just energy, adrenaline, excitement. Whether that's with an orchestra or with drum machines and synthesizers, it's the same mandate. Occasionally, a fight sequence, actually not occasionally, often fight sequences have some kind of meaning beyond just kicks and punches.
Mm-hmm.
And in those situations, sometimes you want to pick a moment to really go away from pure energy and then play maybe against what's going on screen. But for the most part, I think you're just there to make the fighting just seem as exciting as possible.
Okay. So now, is your approach different on a TV show as opposed to a movie?
Well, the approach is different in every project.
Okay.
I would say, generalizing like that, no, okay. It's not really different. So, but certainly a Buffy fight will sound different than a fight rarely as they occur in the practice.